On Worcester State University Week, we're making advances in studying the births of new stars. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ian Stevens, Assistant Professor of Physics, has more.
Stars form from the gravitational collapse of gas clouds. This collapse has its challenges as magnetic fields, thermal pressure, rotation, and turbulence work to slow down this gravitational collapse. Gravity eventually wins over and a baby star forms, which we call a protostar. A protostar has not yet begun nuclear fusion, which is the primary source of energy output for stars. The protostar will continue to evolve, and only after a few tens of millions of years will fusion finally ignite in their cores. In a battle to conserve angular momentum, the protostar launches energetic jets and outflows from its poles and creates a circumstellar disk. This disk eventually becomes a solar system. Since stars take so long to form, the star, disk, and planet formation process cannot be understood by watching one protostar. Instead, we have to look at many protostars of different ages to understand how protostars, their disk, and their planets form and evolve through time. With the help of new telescopes like the Atacama Large Millimeter Array, we have made considerable advances in studying how the circumstellar disk around these protostars make baby planets or protoplanets. We are finding that many disks show significant substructure, often with rings and gaps that are telltale signs of active planet formation. Recently, my colleagues and I found the youngest protostar yet with a disk that has ring gap substructure. This protostar, IRS63, is only somewhere between 100,000 and 500,000 years old, which is a very small fraction of the tens of millions of years it takes to start nuclear fusion. We used to believe that stars have mostly reached adulthood before their planets formed, but these observations show that stars and planets are instead siblings, evolving and growing with each other during their young ages.
That was Ian Stevens of Worcester State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.